Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person completes his salah, he gets either 1/10, 1/9, 1/8, 1/7, 1/6, 1/5, 1/4, 1/3, or 1/2 of the maximum reward, according to the quality of salah he performs. Note, the reward for a salah is given in proportion to the sincerity and devotion with which a salah is performed. According to the sincerity and concentration, some people will receive 1/10 of the total reward, while others will get from 1/10 to 1/2. In fact, there are some who will receive the reward in full, and there are others who get no reward at all. It is stated in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala is a scale by which the farz salat are measured and the deficiency is calculated. The hadith foretells that devotion in salah will be the first thing to be taken away from the world, and a time will come when not a single person in the whole congregation will perform his salah with proper devotion. And the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu says that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person performs his salah at the proper time, with proper wuzu, humility and submission, and reading his qiyam, ruku and sajda properly, the salah rises up in a beautiful and bright form, making dua for that person. May Allah protect you as you have protected me. Whoever, if a person is not punctual with his salah, and he does not complete his wuzu correctly, there is no khushu concentration in salah, no proper ruku and sajda, then the salah rises up in a very ugly and dark shape, and it curses the person saying, may Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. It is then flung back at the face of the person like a dirty rag. Fortunately, those people whose salah is so perfect in all respects that this most important act of ibadah makes dua for them. But what about the salah of those people who proceed, of the most people who proceed into sajda directly from ruku, and who hardly lift their heads from the first sajda, and they go into a second like a crow pecking at something? It's like up and down. It is stated in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon such a person. When a person is cursed by his own salah, what can save him from destruction? It is for this reason that the condition of the Muslims is deteriorating every day, and the echoes of destruction are resounding everywhere. Because Allah is cursing us, our salah is cursing us, how can we have goodness for the Muslims then? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the likeness of a person not bowing fully in ruku is like a pregnant woman aborting before delivery. Now the hadith says, there are many fasting persons who get nothing out of their fast except hunger and thirst. And there are many worshippers who stand in salah at night, but get nothing from it except the inconvenience of staying awake. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, she heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Ta'ala has undertaken to grant salvation to the person who appears before him on the day of Qiyamah. He has been offering 5 times salah daily at the fixed hours, with due sincerity and devotion and with proper wudu. There should be no undertaking in respect to a person who does not do so. Allah Ta'ala may either forgive him through his special grace, or Allah Ta'ala may take him to task. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once approached the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and said, do you know what Allah Ta'ala has said? So they replied, Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Upon repeating the question twice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the reply each time. He then said, Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my greatness and magnitude that I must admit into Jannah the person who performs salah 5 times a day at its 6 hours. As for the person who does not guard his salah, I may forgive him by my mercy, or I may take him to task. Another hadith says that the first of a person's deed to be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah will be a person's salah. If his salah is in order, the person will have succeeded and he will accomplish his objective. However, if it is spoiled, he will suffer great loss and deprivation. If any deficiency is found in his farz salah, Allah will say to the angels, look for nafl salah, any nafl salah. The deficiency in the farz will be compensated by the nafl salah. The rest of the religious duties thereafter will be reckoned. So this hadith says that we must have enough nafl salah to our credit to make up for any deficiency in our farz salah. There are many people who say it suffices for them to observe only the farz, since the nafl salah are meant only for the very pious. While it may be well enough to offer only the farz salah, it is not so easy to perform it perfectly. There will always be some weakness and deficiency in there, and this deficiency cannot be compensated for except through nafl salah. So when a person has nafl salah, then inshallah a person on the day of Qiyamah just will cover up whatever weakness he has got in his farz salah. That's why we should always try to perform a nafl salah also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The next chapter in Beshti Zewar is Qaza Namazo Ke Parne Ka Bayan. This is the chapter on performing your Qaza Salah. A person missed his Salah, then later on he has to make up for the Salah that was missed. So he says, Jiski koi namaz chhoot gayi ho, that if a person he missed his Salah, to jab yaad aave foran iske Qaza pare, then the moment he remembers, immediately he must make Qaza of the namaz that a person missed. For example, if a person sometimes he overslept, and the moment his eyes open, he realized that I missed my Fajr Salah. So he shouldn't delay that and say, okay, I'll read it at Zohar time, or I'll read it later. But immediately a person must make Qaza of that namaz. Bila kisi uzar ke Qaza parne mein der lagana guna hai. But if a person does not have a valid excuse, and he delays in the performance of the Qaza namaz, then this is a guna, this is a sin. So, jiski koi namaz qaza ho gayi, any person that missed his namaz, or isse foran iski qaza na pari, and he didn't read the qaza immediately. Dusre waqt par ya dusre din par dal di. He said, I'll read it tomorrow, or I'll read it at another time. Ye fulane din par lugi, I'll read it on a certain day. Or is din se pehle hi achanak maut se mar gayi. Now he said, I'll read it on another day, and before that day, the person happened to pass away. تو دوہرا گناہ ہوا. Now he got double گناہ. ایک تو نماز کے قضا ہو جانے کا اور دوسرے فوراً قضا نہ پڑنے کا. One is your نماز became قضا, for that a person is sinful. And secondly, for not performing the قضا. When you had the ability of performing it, you didn't perform it. So a person gets a double گناہ. اگر کسی کی کئی نمازیں قضا ہو گئی. If a person had missed several نمازes, تو جہاں تک ہو سکے جلدی سے سب کی قضا پر لے ہوئے. Then as far as possible, make قضا of that نماز quickly. ہو سکے تو ہمت کر کے ایک ہی وقت سب کی قضا پر لے. If it's possible, then a person should have courage and make قضا of all the نمازes at once. You can finish it off immediately. یہ ضروری نہیں کہ ظہر کی قضا ظہر کے وقت پر ہے. This is not necessary that if you miss ظہر نماز, then you make قضا in ظہر time. اور عصر کی قضا عصر کے وقت. And the qaza of asr in asr time. Aur agar bahut si namazein kai mahine ya kai baras ki qaza ho, and many namazes were missed, many months or sometimes many years, sometimes people miss namaz, to inki qaza mein bhi jahan tak ho sake jaldi kare. So in the qaza of these namazes that he missed for many months, many years, as far as possible, as quick as possible, actually read these qaza namazes. ایک ایک وقت دو دو چار چار نمازیں قضا پر لیا کریں. In one time, even if it means reading two namazes or four namazes, then as much as you can make قضا of the namaz. اگر کوئی مجبوری اور ناچاری ہو تو خیر ایک وقت ایک ہی نماز کی قضا صحیح, یہ بہت کم درجہ کی بات ہے. But if a person is helpless, he cannot make many namazes at one time, then he can make at least one namaz, then even this is okay. But this is the least, that he should do at least one namaz at each time he should try and perform the salah. Qaza parne ka koi waqt muqarrar nahi. There is no time specified for qaza. Any time you can use qaza. Jis waqt fursat ho, wuzu karke par le. Whenever you get opportunity, make wudu and read your qaza namaz. Albatta, itna khiyal rakhe ke makruh waqt na ho. But a person should keep this much in mind, that you cannot read your qaza namaz in the makruh times. For example, from the time of sunrise for another 10-15 minutes. Or the last 20 minutes before sunset, or at the time of zawal, these are all the makruh times. You cannot read qaza at these times. Jiski ek hi namaz qaza hui, person who missed one namaz, isse pehle koi namaz iski qaza nahi hui. Before this, he never missed any namaz. So the first namaz in his life became qaza. Ya isse pehle namaz qaza to hui, lekin sab ki qaza par chuki. Oh, it's possible that a person did have qazas, but now he performed all the qazas, so he's up to date. There's no namaz that is outstanding. So either it's the first namaz in his life that he was made qaza, or it's either that he had qazas but he performed all, so there's no qazas outstanding. Faqat isi ek namaz ki qaza parni baki hai. Just this one namaz is remaining that he has to perform. So pehle iski qaza par lewe. So first you must read this namaz that was missed out. Tab koi ada namaz kare. Then only must a person read the current namaz. Meaning you can't read the current namaz until you made that qaza namaz first. This is for the person that only missed one namaz. Or he missed several namazes, but he made qaza of all the namazes. Now he's up to date. So for him, he can't read the current namaz until he reads the qaza first. Agar baghair qaza namaz pare hue, to ada durust nahi hui. If without performing the qaza namaz, so you read the current namaz, so that current namaz won't be discharged. For example, a person, he must fajr this morning. That's the first namaz he must in his life. So zohar time when he came, he can't read zohar namaz. He must first read the fajr namaz that he must, and then only he can read zohar. If he read zohar namaz, then the zohar namaz is invalid. He'll have to read the fajr, and after the fajr, then read the zohar again. Because what this type of a person is referred to as sahib e tartib. So he never missed any namaz in his life. Qaza par ke phir ada pare. He must make the qaza, then read the current namaz. Haan. Agar qaza parni yaad nahi rahi, bilkul bhool gayi, to ada durust ho gayi. If a person, he didn't remember to read the qaza namaz, completely forgot that he had to read the qaza namaz. And now a person read the current namaz, so then it will be discharged. Ab jab yaad aave, to faqat qaza par lewe, ada ko na dohrawe. So now when he remembers, just make the qaza. You don't have to read the current because he completely forgot about the qaza. So the current namaz, that is discharged. Agar waqt bahut tang hai, ki agar pehle qaza paregi, to ada namaz ka waqt baki na rahega. If the time is very very little, to such an extent, that if a person reads the qaza namaz, then there won't be any time to read the current namaz, meaning now he is towards the ending of the namaz time. So now if he has to read the qaza, and then he will read the current namaz, so what will happen? The time of namaz will expire. So the current namaz will now become qaza. So in this case, pehle ada par le tab qaza par. First you read the current namaz, and then you read the qaza. So there's two situations. One is where he completely forgot. So there if he read the current namaz, it is okay. And the second one is where there's very little time. So there also if a person, he can read the current namaz first and then the qaza namaz. Agar do ya teen ya char ya panch namaz e qaza ho gayi, a person must 2, 3, 4, 5 namazes. Aur siwaye in namazon ke iske zimme kisi aur namaz ki qaza baki nahi hai. And besides these namazes, there's no other namazes that are remaining qaza on this person's responsibility, meaning just this 2 to 5 namazes that are outstanding. Yani umar bar mein jab se jawan hui hai, kabhi koi namaz qaza nahi hui. From the time a person became baligh, there were no namazes that were outstanding. It is only these few now. Ya qaza to ho gayi, lekin sab ki qaza par chuki hai. Oh, there were some qazas, but he had performed all the qazas, so he is up to date. To jab tak in pancho ki qaza na par lewe, tab tak ada namaz parna durust nahi. So he cannot read the current namaz until he reads these 5. So in other words, what he is saying, a man that is sahib e tartib, first time in his life, he missed a namaz. So this type of a person, oh, he had missed namazes, but he had covered all up. So he is up to date. So this person, up to five namazes, if he misses now, current, then he cannot read the current faraz namaz until he makes qaza of these 5 namazes. First you will read these 5 namazes, and then you will read your current namaz. Aur jab in panchon ki qaza pare, to is tarah pare, ke jo namaz sabse awwal chuti hai, pehle iski qaza pare. And how you must read these 5 also, how you missed it, in the sequence that you missed it. Phir iske baad wali, that for example, if a person missed the fajr, so you read the fajr first, then you read the zohar, then the asr. So in that sequence you read it, and then you read the current namaz. Phir iske baad wali, phir iske baad wali. Is tarah tarteeb se pancho ki qaza pare. In this way, with sequence, read all 5. Jaise kisi ne pure ek din ki namazein nahi pari. For example, he gives the same example. Person didn't read namaz for 1 day. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Ye panchwa namaz chut gayi. He missed all these 5 namazes. To pehle Fajr, phir Zohar, phir Asr, phir Maghrib, phir Isha. So you start with Fajr, then Zohar, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha. Isi tarteeb se qaza pare. So the qaza must be read in this way, in this sequence. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Agar pehle Fajr ki qaza nahi pari, balki Zohar ki pari, ya Asr ki, ya aur koi, to durust nahi hui, phir se parna paregi. So if a person, he altered the sequence, he read Zohar first, or he read Asr first, and then he went to read Fajr. So in this case, it won't be correct, he'll have to start all over again. So if a person misses the namaz, so it must be in sequence, if he's that type of person that missed only one namaz. Or he missed many namazes, but he made qaza of all. But this is only up to 5, if he missed up to 5 namazes. The masala is coming if he comes to 6. Agar kisi ki 6 namazes qaza ho gayi, now a person missed 6 namazes. To ab be in ki qaza pare hue, بھی ادا نماز پڑھنی جائز ہے. Then it is permissible for a person now to read the current namaz without making the qaza. Why? Because you read 6. Once you reach 6, so now the sequence falls off. So now if a person wants to, he came to the masjid, he said, it's Zohar time, let me read Zohar. And after Zohar, I'll read the 6 namazes that I missed. Now is no problem. Because this is only up to 5 that you have to follow sequence. Yusari be tartib, up to 5 namazes. After 5 namazes, the sequence doesn't apply. اور جب ان 6 نمازوں کی قضا پڑھے تو جو نماز سب سے اول قضا ہوئی ہے پہلے اس کے قضا پڑھنا واجب نہیں ہے. Now he's saying, now see, now in the 5 نمازز that you missed, their sequence was required. First Fajr, then Zohar, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha. But when you came to 6, now to follow a sequence, now is no longer واجب. Now you don't have to go according. So if you missed Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the next day is Fajr, and you said, I want to start with Maghrib, no problem. Now you can start with Maghrib also, because you have read 6. بلکہ جو چاہے پہلے پڑھے اور جو چاہے پیچھے پڑھے. What you want to read first, what you want to read later, سب جائز ہے. اور اب ترتیب سے پڑھنی واجب نہیں ہے. And now to read with ترتیب, this is not واجب any longer. دو چار مہینے یا دو چار برس ہوئے. Now 2-4 months have passed, or 2 or 4 years have passed, کہ کسی کی 6 نمازیں یا زیادہ قضا ہو گئی. That a person had missed 6 نمازز. After you missed 6 نمازز, 2-3 years passed. اور اب تک ان کی قضا نہیں پڑی. But a person, he hasn't made قضا still. Of those 6 نمازز that he missed 2-3 years ago, he hasn't made قضا of it. لیکن اس کے بعد سے ہمیشہ نماز پڑھتی رہی. But after those 6 نمازز you passed, now 2 years, 3 years have passed, you read all your نمازز for these 2-3 years. You never missed a single نماز. But in the past, you got 6 namazes that are still outstanding. Kabhi qaza nahi hone paayi. Now currently there's no qaza. Muddat ke baad, ab phir ek namaz jati rahi. Now after 2-3 years of being punctual with all your salah, all of a sudden you missed 1 namaz. So you got an old balance, 3-year-old balance of maybe 6. And then for 2-3 years you were punctual. Now you missed 1 namaz after 2-3 years. تو اس صورت میں بھی بغیر اس کی قضا پڑے ہوئے ادا نماز پڑھنی درست ہے. سو یہ آلسو دس ون نماز دیٹ یو مس یو کین پرفارم دس ون نماز ود آؤٹ پرفارمنگ یو کین پرفارم دا کرنٹ نماز ود آؤٹ پرفارمنگ دا قضا. یو کین ریڈ دا کرنٹ نماز ود آؤٹ میکنگ قضا. وائی؟ بیکاز یو اسٹل گاٹ دیٹ بیلنس آف دا 6 دے اینڈ ناؤ 1 ایئر. سو وی گون ٹو کیلکولیٹ آل ٹوگیدر. وی ناٹ گون ٹو سے دیٹ فار 2-3 ایئرز یو ویئر پنکچوئل سو ناؤ اٹس اونلی 1 نماز. No, here we won't say that. We will look at the previous namazes that we must end this one. Aur tarteeb wajib nahi. And to follow sequence here is not wajib as well. Kisi ke zimme 6 namazes ya bohot si namazes qaza thi. Summary has 6 namazes or many namazes qaza. Is wajah se tarteeb se parni is par wajib nahi thi. For this reason, it was not wajib on this person to read these namazes with tarteeb, because he had more than 6 namazes which were qaza. لیکن اس نے ایک ایک دو دو کر کے سب کی قضا پڑھ لی. سو ناؤ وٹ ہی ڈڈ, ہی سٹارٹڈ ریڈنگ 1-1, 2-2 نماز قضا نمازز, اینڈ ہی سارٹڈ آؤٹ آل ہز قضاز. اب کسی نماز کی قضا پڑھنی باقی نہیں رہی. ناؤ اے پرسن گاٹ نو مور قضا دیٹ از آؤٹ اسٹینڈنگ بیکاز ہی ریڈ 1-1, 2-2 اینڈ ہی فنش اپ آل دا قضاز. تو اب پھر جب ایک نماز یا 5 نماز قضا ہو جاوے تو ترتیب سے پڑھنا پڑے گا. ناؤ فار دس پرسن ہی گاٹ نو مور قضا, ہی ریڈ آل دا قضاز. Now if he missed 1 namaz or up to 5 namazes, then he will have to follow that sequence again. He has to go back to the scratch. He becomes like sahib tartib, so he has to follow the sequence again. Aur be in panchon ki qaza pare ada namaz parni durust nahi. Without performing the 5 qaza namaz, he cannot read the current namaz. Albatta ab phir agar 6 namaze chhoot jave to phir tartib maaf ho jayegi. Now if after covering up all the past namazes, now he came up, he was up to date. But now again he went to 6 namazes, he missed 6 namazes. So that tarteeb that he had to follow, that now drops off again. Because again he went back to 6. Aur baghair in 6 namazon ki qaza pare. And without performing these, baghair in 6 namazon ki qaza pare, aur baghair in 6 namazon ki qaza pare bhi, ادا پڑھنی درست ہوگی. اچھا, ود آؤٹ پرفارمنگ دا قزا نماز اے پرسن کین ناؤ ریڈ دا کرن نماز آلسو بیکاز ہی ہیز آلریڈی ریچ دا لمٹ آف 6. کتاب کنٹینیوئنگ ود دا مسائل آف فاسٹنگ. those things that do not break the fast of a person. Number 13, a dream which makes ghusl compulsory does not break the fast. Person, he sees a dream and this made ghusl compulsory upon a person. He sees a dream and now a person has to take a ghusl. So this won't affect your roza. Your roza is still valid. Swimming while fasting. If a person goes to swim, that won't affect his roza. However, one should ensure that water does not enter the throat, else the fast will be nullified. So while swimming, he should be careful that water doesn't enter the throat, otherwise the roza will be invalid. Number 15, conducting of an internal by a gynecologist. That if a gynecologist does an internal, then also roza won't break. However, if the finger is wet, qaza will be necessary. Meaning if the gynecologist, her finger was wet at the time of doing this internal, so now that came, so to say, into the stomach. So now the roza of a person will become invalid. Kissing one's wife while fasting, this won't break the fast. If one fears that such an action will lead one towards sexual relationship, then one should not do so. Number 17, inserting medication into the body by means of an injection. We discussed this, that if a person uses an injection, then long as it's not direct into the stomach, not direct to the brain, then it will not break the fast of a person. Glucose inserted into the body by means of drips. This also, the glucose runs through the veins. So therefore the roza of a person won't be invalid. It doesn't go directly into the stomach. Number 19. Emergence of madhi, pre-coital fluid, the liquid that emits from one's private part during foreplay. This we discussed in detail also. The madhi, where for example a person, his desire is increased. So this type of fluid that emerges at that time, so that won't break the fast of a person. Number 20, ejaculating unintentionally merely by looking or thinking of a woman. Although a person shouldn't do this, but if this happens, then the roza of a person will not break unintentionally. Where it is intentional, then obviously the roza is going to break. People exempted from fasting. Sick people, when their health is likely to be badly affected by fasting, they should make up for the loss when they recover after Ramadan. Meaning a person is sick, he can't fast, and this is going to now lead to further sickness. It will affect his health. So this person, he can fast after Ramadan. A very old person who does not have the strength to fast, or a very sick person who has no hope of recovering after Ramadan, should give fidya for every fast missed in Ramadan. Meaning a person is very, very old. There is no hope now of him recovering from his illness. So this person, he can give the fidya. Now what is fidya? The fidya is to give 1.6 kilo of wheat, which is a sadaqatul fitr amount, about 22 rand. That's what a person should give. Or 3.2 kilos of barley. Or the equivalent of the above in cash or kind. That this amount you give it, either in cash, or you give the wheat, 1.6 kilos of wheat or 3.2 kilos of barley to a poor person. If the person regains strength or recovers after Ramadan, he must keep the missed number of fasts. So a person that becomes healthy again, this person, he has to keep the fast. He can't just suffice on the fidya. For example, if he gave the fidya and later on he recovered, so that fidya will be charity. But now he has to keep the qaza. Whatever was given as fidya will be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another person is not allowed to fast for the sick person. Somebody is sick, so somebody says, I'll fast for you. So that is not permissible. A young woman that is not well, or a woman that has just given birth to a child and is unable to fast, cannot give fidya for the fast that have been missed. See, a woman that is a young woman, she's not well, or a woman just gave birth. So she says, now I can't fast at this stage, so I'll give the fidya. It won't suffice her. If fidya was discharged, but she recovers at a later stage, then the missed fast will have to be kept. Meaning that she gave the fidya at that time. She said, I can't fast, so she gave the fidya. But later on she recovered. So when she recovered later on, now she has to fast. That fidya that she gave, that won't be sufficient. If a person is a diabetic and unable to fast, then he is excused. However, as long as he has the hope of regaining his health, paying the fidya will not suffice. But he will have to keep the qaza on regaining his health. However, if one does not regain his health, then paying the fidya will be permitted. Number 2. A musafir, one undertaking a journey of more than 77 kilometers and does not intend staying there more than 14 days. So you're traveling more than 77 k's and you do not intend staying more than 14, because once you stay more than 14 days, now you're no more a musafir. So that type of a person, he also, he's exempted from fasting. So he's traveling more than 77, but he stays less than 14. So he's exempted. However, it is best for him to fast in Ramadan than fasting later, provided the journey is not tiresome. So he can fast in the month, if he can fast in the month of Ramadan, then fast, rather than postponing the fast to after Ramadan. Note, if a person is a musafir at the time of Subah Sadiq, then fasting is not obligatory upon him. Thus he may keep the qaza at a later stage. So only you will see what is your condition at the time of Subah Sadiq, at the time of Sehri. At the time of Sehri, if you are a musafir, then a person does not have to fast. If one was not a musafir at the time of Subah Sadiq, then it is farz upon him to fast. Meaning at the time of Sehri, you are at home. But you say, today 10 o'clock, I'm going to leave for a journey. So this person, he cannot say that, no, I won't fast, because I'm leaving 10 o'clock for a journey. Because at the time of Subah Sadiq, at that time you are a muqim, you are at home. So a person has to commence his fast, he has to fast for that day. 3. If it is feared that hunger or thirst will lead to one's death, it will be permitted to break one's fast. You're fearing that you're going to lose your life, then it becomes permissible to break your fast. Note, children should be encouraged to fast, but should not be forced to complete the fast up to sunset if they are unable to bear the hunger or thirst. If they can't do it, they're little children, it's not farz upon them, so therefore don't force them, but you should encourage them to try and complete the fast. Number 4, the last masla, a student upon whom fasting is compulsory is not permitted to omit any fast because of writing his examinations. Many people phone, they ask this question, university students, that we, or high school students, that we are writing exams, so are we exempted from fasting? No, a person has to fast. He should write his exam while fasting and Allah Ta'ala will assist him. Or for example, sometime in campus it can be postponed to a later stage. So a person should try and get it postponed if it is possible. Note, if a person commences his fast in South Africa and then undertakes a journey to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah, then he will celebrate Eid with the people of Makkah, even though Eid is a day or two earlier in Saudi Arabia. And after Eid, he must complete the fast that we missed. The person, he went from here to Makkah to Mukarramah. Many a time we start our Ramadan 1 or 2 days later here. So he went to Makkah Sharif. So there he finished, for example, 28 fast. And then the next day they were having Eid. So this person, now he missed a fast. So the day they are celebrating Eid, you celebrate with them. And the day after that, meaning the day after Eid now, so he must complete that fast that he has missed. So you won't say that because it's Eid over there, so now my Ramadan is over. No, a person will have to keep that roza that was missed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming to this kitab, Anwar al-Salah, here we had discussed yesterday that after the at-tahiyyat, the different aspects of at-tahiyyat, then Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, he mentions over here that namaz was made for us on the basis of tawheed, of iman. And it is with iman that you complete your salah. Because in at-tahiyyat, you're completing with ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So with iman, a person is completing salah as well. And then he says that certain subject matters are such, when some works are such, that they are dependent on a particular subject matter, then that subject matter is brought in the beginning also, is brought in the end also. For example, everything in our deen is dependent on our iman. So here in salah also, your salah is dependent on iman. If a man has iman, then his namaz is going to be accepted. If he doesn't have iman but he's reading namaz, that namaz has no value. That is why tawheed, when it is so important, Allah Ta'ala has brought tawheed in the beginning of salah. Allah Ta'ala has brought tawheed in between salah. And then finally we complete our salah also with tawheed, the oneness of Allah, where in at-tahiyyat we say, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So now he explains this. He says, is waste pehle takbir tahreema se ke qasd hazir hone darbar khas ka karta hai, karte hai. He says, for this reason, that first a person, when he intends to present himself in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so at that time a person says the takbir tahreema. When you want to present yourself, you say Allahu Akbar, that Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. So there, after the takbir before that a person even says, إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. That I face in the direction of that being who has created the heavens and the earth. Hanifa means to turn away from all those deens, all those religions of falsehood, and turn to the deen of the oneness of Allah. So he says, I face in the direction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وما أنا من المشركين. And I'm not from the mushrikeen. So in the beginning of salah, Before the takbir al-tahrima also, a person, he recites this. And then he says, Allahu Akbar. So he's saying, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ فَرْتَهَ Yani, when I move kiya, iski taraf, I turn my face in that direction. کہ جس نے زمین اور آسمان بنائی to that being who created the heavens and earth. So I'm facing in the direction of Allah Ta'ala. ایک طرف کا ہو رہا that who has moved away from all other false deens to the correct deen. اور میں شرف نہیں کرتا and I do not ascribe any partners to Allah. اور اندر نماز کے بھی یہ مضمون بہت ہے. Now in namaz also, this subject matter is discussed many a time. That there is no shirk. We believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. In the beginning of Salah also, you are reading Inni Wajjahtu. Now in Salah he says, for example, in Sana, where you read La ilaha ghayruk, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, wa tabaraka asmuka, wa ta'ala jadduka, wa la ilaha ghayruk. There is no deity besides you, O Allah. So look, in the Sana also, you are now confirming the oneness of Allah. When you're starting your Salah before that, they're also the oneness of Allah. In the Sana also, the oneness of Allah. Now when you're reciting Surah Fatiha, اور اِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ موجود ہے and in when a person recites اِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ that we only worship you Allah and it is only you that we seek assistance from. So see once again over here you are telling Allah Ta'ala that I only worship you Allah. So again it is tawheed. So here this is the third occasion in Salah you find that there is a oneness of Allah. اور جس وقت دربار سے رخصت ہوئے and when a person is now departing from the court of Allah Ta'ala meaning he is now terminating his Salah تو یہی عہد و پیمان کر اٹھے یعنی پرسن ہی میکس دا سیم پرومس اینڈ واٹ ہی سیز اشھد ان لا الہ الا اللہ و اشھد ان محمدن عبدہ و رسولہ ناؤ یو ڈیپارٹنگ فرام نماز یو آر کمنگ آؤٹ آف نماز سو اٹ از ایز دو یو میکنگ سلام اینڈ یو لیونگ ناؤ سو یو کمنگ آؤٹ آف صلاۃ سو دین آلسو اگین یو سے اشھد ان لا الہ الا اللہ و اشھد ان محمدن عبدہ و رسولہ سو وین ایوری تھنگ از ڈیپینڈنٹ آن توحید وی فائنڈ دیٹ دا سبجیکٹ میٹر آف توحید دا ٹاپک آف توحید اٹ از ریپیٹڈ اگین اینڈ اگین ان صلاۃ بعد اس کے درود پر ہے ناؤ آفٹر اے پرسن ہیز کمپلیٹڈ دا التحیات ناؤ اے پرسن شوڈ کم ٹو درود اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید وچ مینز دیٹ الہی رحمت خاص بھیج اوپر محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اللہ سینڈ یور اسپیشل مرسی آن رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور آل محمد کے اینڈ آن دا فیملی آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جیسے رحمت خاص بھیجی تو نے اوپر ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے جس ایز یو سینڈ یور اسپیشل مرسی آن ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور آل ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے اینڈ آن دا فیملی آف ابراہیم علیہ السلام یو سینڈ یور اسپیشل مرسی آن ابراہیم علیہ السلام اینڈ دا فیملی آف ابراہیم علیہ السلام لائک دیٹ سینڈ یور اسپیشل مرسی آن نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو ہی ہے سرہا گیا بزرگی والا ہے یو آر دا ون دیٹ از ورتھی آف پریز اینڈ یو آر دیٹ بینگ دیٹ از موسٹ ایگزالٹڈ سو دیٹ از دا میننگ آف درود شریف سو دیٹس دا فرسٹ درود And then the second durood a person reads, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Which means, oh, we are ilahi barakat bej upar Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke. That Allah send barakah, send blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke. And upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jaisa ke barakat beji tu ne upar Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam ke. اور آل ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے جس ایز یو سینڈ برکت اپون ابراہیم علیہ السلام اینڈ دا فیملی آف ابراہیم علیہ السلام سو دا سیم برکت سینڈ آن نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو ہی سراہا گیا ہے یو آر دا ون دیٹ از ورتھی آف پریز اگین سو دس از ہاؤ اے پرسن ول ناؤ کم ٹو دا کمپلیشن آف ہز صلاہ دس از دا وی کم ٹو دا اینڈ آف دا سیکنڈ سبق دا تھرڈ سبق رکو قوما اور سجود دیٹ دا رکو پوسچر دا قوما پوسچر اینڈ دا سجدہ پوسچر اور جس وقت وہ مفلس عنایت بے نہایت اس بادشاہ عالیجا کی معلوم کرتا ہے when the person that's a pauper, a poor person, when he comes to know of the untold and unlimited favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of the great king, we said previously, we mentioned that when a person comes in namaz, then this is like the person that's the poorest of person. And this poorest of person is standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is the most generous. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most generous. And his hands are spread out. And now he's begging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like we gave that example of a person that is making zikr. He's like standing at the door. He's knocking at the door of Allah ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala will open the door, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will just pull him and make him his beloved. Or like a mu'takif. He's in a masjid, he's at the door of Allah ta'ala. So similarly, a person that's in salah, he's before Allah ta'ala at the door of Allah. So when this poor person, this pauper, refers to every one of us, that when we come to know of the unlimited bounties and blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, bari ta'zeem se arzu pabosi ki karke jukta hai. Then with great honor, a person has hope now of kissing the feet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and for this a person now, he bends a little bit. So when you come to know of the greatness of Allah, that I'm a beggar, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is everything. So at that time, with great honor now, with hope, a person, he bends his back, that now Allah ta'ala is so great, and I am nothing. So to say, like to kiss the feet of Allah, we mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not like a human being, that Allah ta'ala has feet like us, or has a body like us. This is according to the status of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the shan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is just to make us understand. So now a person, due to the greatness of Allah, he bends a little bit. Or kehta hai, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He says, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Paak hai mera sahib, bari azmat wala. That pure is that being, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is one full of greatness. So ruku dalalat karta hai, is baat par. So this ruku that we go into, where a person, he bends his back slightly. We're not going fully down, but he comes down halfway, so to say. So what does this indicate? Ke huzur mein basabab azmat ke peep meri jhuk gayi. That because of your greatness, wallah, you are so great. It is because of your greatness that my back is now bending for you. That I'm coming down this halfway, it is because of your greatness. Out of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I am now bending. Baad is ta'zeem ke dua hai. Now after mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Subhana Rabbi al-Azeem. That pure is my Rabb who is most great. Now after this is a dua. Is tarapar ke sami Allahu liman hamida. In this way, that a person says, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Now what is the meaning? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is heard. That person that prays Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is heard him. Suni Allah ta'ala ne iski baat, jisne saraha. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has heard that person that has praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is usse baad dua ke madah aur sana hai. And after this dua, after saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, now is a dua. Ke usse khare hokar kahe, which a person should now stand up and say. And what is that dua that a person stands up and says? Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. So a person, first for the greatness of Allah, he goes into ruku. Then a person, he makes the dua, Sami Allahu liman hamida. When he says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, then he comes up and now he praises Allah. And this is the praise, O Allah, that all, O our Rabb, that all praises belong to you. A lot of praises. You are pure, you are full of blessings. Just as you love, and وَيَرْضَ رَبُّنَا, and our Rabb is pleased with us. Ey sahib hamare, O our Rabb, teri hi ta'arif hai, that it is only your praises, O Allah. Bohot ta'arif. Paak jisme teri hi tarif hai, bohot tarif, that there are many, many, lots of praises for you. Paak jisme khubiya hai, and pure is that being who has a lot of excellence, lot of goodness in him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aisi tarif ke jise dost rakhe, aur razi ho hamare sahib. Such praises are for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves, and by which our Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now becomes happy. So this is a long version of saying Rabbana lakal hamd. Normally we say the short version, but this is the long version of reciting Rabbana lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi, kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. Ye khara hona peeche ruku ke dalalat hai. Now to stand up after ruku, this is indication. Is par ke is ajizi par mein mustaqim hua. When a person, he went down into ruku, for the greatness of Allah he went down. So I'm helpless, I'm nothing. Now when you came up, it is now indicating that on this helplessness, I am constant on this, I am punctual on this helplessness. Ye kara hona wajib hai. Now to stand up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, he says that this standing up, this is wajib. He says the standing up is wajib. Shubha wale ko chahiye ke durre mukhtar aur kitab e misal kanz aur wiqaya ko dekhe. Says that if somebody got a doubt in this masla, that to come up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, the standing posture, this is wajib. He says if you got doubt in this, that is it wajib or not wajib? Then he says, check the kitab, like Durr-e-Mukhtar, which is one of the fiqh kitabs. Or Kanz-ud-Daqaiq, or Sharul-Wiqaya, go and check in those kitabs, that this is wajib, the standing posture, what we call the qawma. Ilm ke bajaye qawl-e-sahi par, yeh dua parni sunnat hai. And he says, leave all your knowledge, your discussions, ilmi discussions one side. Your knowledgeable discussions, leave it one side. And according to the preferred view, and the correct view, to recite this dua over here, this is a sunnat. Aur janna chahiye ki ab waqt pabosi ka hai. Now that a person has come up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. Now is the actual time that a person falls, so to say, at the feet of Allah Ta'ala, and to kiss the feet of Allah Ta'ala. Now that time has come. So in ruku you went into halfway because of the greatness of Allah. Then a person came up to say that, oh Allah, on this humbleness of mine, I remain steadfast. And now came the time that you're going to fall at the feet of Allah and kiss the feet of Allah. So he says, ab waqt paabosi ka hai, sajda kijiye. So now make sajda. Aur kahe subhana rabbi al-a'la. And now when you go into sajda, say subhana rabbi al-a'la. Paak hai mera sahib, bohot uncha. That pure is my Allah who is most high. Ruku aur sujood mein, baqadar ek tasbih ke therna farz hai. He says, when you in ruku, when you came into ruku or you went into sajda, then to halt, at that time to stop, for the duration of one tasbih, like Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, or in sajda Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, he says for that duration to stop, according to this kitab, he says it is farz. Or teen bar tasbih manqul, kehna sunnat hai. And for a person to recite the tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, 3 times, or Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, 3 times, he said this is sunnat. Lekin mazmoon is madah or sana ka, muafiq apne hosle ke samajna bohot zaruri hai. But he says now to understand all these praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This every person must understand according to his capability. Each person will understand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to the ability that Allah ta'ala has given him. So he says this is necessary that each person, he understands the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, according to his capability and his ability. Ke baas ta'zim ke phir khara hona, aur madah aur sana ka arz karna. Now he said that, now to come up, after saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, after saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku, now to come up and to say Rabbana lakal hamd, aur pura sambal kar, zameen par sar rakhna, sunnat hai. And now, carefully and properly, a person goes down and he puts his head into sajda. He says this is sunnat. To do it properly, to come up and to go down, according to what he says over here, he says this is sunnat. Inshallah, we did the ruku, qawma and sujood. So we're supposed to do the practicals as we go along. So we had done the initially because we did takbir at tahrima in the beginning, so we had completed that. So inshallah now we'll do the ruku posture and then how to go into sajda and to come up from the sajda posture inshallah.